Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. How is it going, guys? Is it getting me? Oh, well, I'm actually doing this episode from Greece, so I'm kind of on extended holiday, probably slash remote working, but I really had an interesting thought and what I'm gonna do for this summer, so I had to share it with you guys. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. So 2-3 days ago, I went to Greece. There is a Greek island, Agistri, and you know, it's below Athens. So although it's May, you can swim. Yesterday, I spent a whole day on the beach and swimming, and it was really nice. But this is a business podcast, so I had a different logic that I wanted to share with you guys. Still, it's family related, but, for this summer, what I'm actually planning on doing is that take the whole summer away from Skopje. I'll be probably in different countries, in different places. I'll do some work remotely, of course. But, you know, everybody are like, yes, but why travel and why summer and why holidays? And I talked with few people and I think that there should be a small difference in the mindset. You know, my little guy, Metodia, actually now he's a bigger guy because now I have even a smaller guy, but Metodia is 6.5 years. No. Ooh. Wow. How old is Metodia? 5.5 years old. And I was just wondering, have you ever considered how many summers do you have with your kids? I mean, if you have one or two or three even, or if you still don't have it, try to consider it. How many summers do you actually have to spend with your kids? The first thought is like, well, until they get 18, because then they are grown up and then they leave for college and stuff. But no, actually, I think that kids stop going with their parents on holiday a bit earlier. I haven't seen in a while an 18-year-old going with their families. They would definitely want to get rid of you and just go with their friends, that's for sure. But then, what is the age? At what age kids stop going out with their parents? 14 maybe, when they start going to high school. Like, they start getting some friends and they are like high school now, they have crush, they have girls or boyfriends or whatever, and they're like, you're too old for me to hang out with you, you go on your holidays. And I mean, I remember for me, it was around that age. And I was even happy when my parents gonna say, you know, we go to Greece for 10 days. And I was like, thank you very much. Go to a holiday. Have a great time. There's no way me coming with you because I actually get the house for myself for 10 days. And then you do the parties and then you have a lot of friends around because yes, you are alone. And with some people, kids go even earlier. Less than at 12, they stop going on holidays with their parents. And well, now Metodia is almost 6. So if he leaves me at 14, if he stops coming with me at 14 on holidays, well, guess what? I have only 8 summers left with that kid. And that's really scary and a bit too little if you ask me. I mean, yeah, he's still small and he still needs to grow a lot. But what, I have like 8 summers left with Metodia? I want to spend at least 20 more summers. And maybe that's us older people talking, yeah, the kid should come with me even for 20 years, for 30 years. But the harsh reality is that around 14, 13, they're going to stop coming with me on holiday. And that is a scary thought because it gives me 8 summers together. And these are the 8 summers where I need to do the bonding with Metodia, where we need to sort out the family as a Dimkovi. What do we do? What do we take care of? And actually, that's why I said, well, if I have 8 summers in total together with Metodia, where we're going to spend together on a sea, on a beach and stuff, I'm going to do the most out of them. I will try my best to get the most out of each summer with the family. And as he is 5 and a half in September, he goes to school. And that's it. Then it's even more limiting because now it's May. I can go a whole month in Greece. Well, next year he has lessons. He's at school. The school summer starts at 10th of June. So this is actually my last May with Metodia to go on a holiday. So as I was saying, I will try to take the most out of these 8 summers that I have with Metodia. And that would mean that now whole May, we've booked a really nice apartment on a Greek island. For 22, 23 days. And from here, I go back to Skopje. And then I booked whole June in Bulgaria. On the Black Sea, on the Black Sea, Sunny Beach. Yeah, that's the place where we're going to spend 30 days there in the summer. And from June, now I'm thinking, well, maybe we could go July in Montenegro, or we might go to Ohrid, which is in Macedonia. But I'm considering doing even another month outside of the capital. And my point was that there are 8 summers in total. I want to make them count. And is it going to be hard? Well, if you ask me, it's going to be really hard this summer because we have the little guy now, which is Martin, 4 and a half months? Well, if it's hard having 4 and a half months at home, try to consider how hard it is to travel with the 4 and a half months. And if you want to travel for a weekend or for 4 or 5 days with a few months old baby, try to think how it is to travel for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. I mean, luckily I have a big car. We've put so many luggages in the back, but at the end of the day is a challenge. I'm used in my apartment where we live, where how we do things. We have our routines. We have our everything. And now we're immediately in a rented place where everything is different, different oven, different kitchen, different everything again. But that's the harsh reality. If I have limited summers with the bigger guy, actually, I hope I have 14 more with Martin because he's still young, few months. But if I have eight years in more specific with Metodia, it's worth the effort. It's worth driving 8 hours by car just to get to the island with ferry, with everything. It's worth all the struggles that now we're having with the baby and feeding him and walking him and crying and all the stuff. But at the end of the day, this is why we work. I thought that we work hard to build a nice family and healthy family. And just by being 2 or 3 months by the sea, breathing the sea air and going up on mountains every day, I think it's going to significantly add to the healthy part of our lives. Yes, I still do plan on doing some work here. I mean, I'll get bored if I just go to the beaches, but when I got here, I also put some targets, like Dancho, you're now on an island, there's not a lot of things to do. I still have occasional meetings with Bisbee and kickoffs and everything, but honestly, now is the perfect time to finish the books. So maybe now in May and June, I'll have the free time to start reflecting and hopefully adding more podcast guys, because you know, the more you think, the more you have things to say, rather the more you work, the more busy you are. But now that I have more time, I can actually focus on the podcast. I can focus on finishing Sweet Deals, which was the second sequence of the Sweet series. And then I also have the book that I still haven't finished, is which From a Skill to Financial Independence, which is pretty much finished, but I need the time. So a bit reflection podcast, guys, but come on, I'm 36. So if you're in the 30s and if you have kids, how many summers do you think you've left with your kids? Or if you're in the 40s, still, how many summers do you think you still have left to spend together with your kids? Not left. Sounds weird. But that's a really scary thought. And once I kind of start thinking about it and I started sharing with older people, like older 60 plus years people, they're like, that's a really weird but so accurate way of thinking about it. I mean, you have limited summers with your family, with your kids, and try to get most out of it. Well, guess what? I don't want to be 60 plus and then having these thoughts. I would rather have them now and do something about it rather than be sorry later. So for all of you listeners out there, have a look at your kids. How old are they? And think about it yourself. When did you stop going on holidays with your parents? Was it 18? Was it 14? And then start making every summer count. That's the message for today, guys. I really have to go back to the beach, going back to the nice life. I'm aware that it's May. Some of the days might be cloudy, some of the days might be rainy, but it's still worth the memories. So start building memories with your family and talk to you soon. Bye-bye, guys. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bsbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.